This year, the main event will be in Melbourne, Australia, where pianist Herbie Hancock and the noted Australian trumpeter James Morrison are co-artistic directors of a global all-star concert. We're listening to brand new music by an artist performing on the concert, one of the few who didn't have to travel very far.
My name's Matt Jodrell, and I'm a trumpet player, originally from Perth in Western Australia.
I spoke with Jodrell in Melbourne as he was preparing to lead an educational workshop. He's someone you might have heard before without knowing it. He spent 8 years in New York, working with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, the Gil Evans Project, and band leaders like Lucas Pino and Miguel Zenon. Jodrell also had a teaching gig at Juilliard. He returned to Australia without really planning to when his former mentor, James Morrison, invited him to join the faculty at the James Morrison Academy of Music.
I was playing on Broadway with After Midnight, which is Wynton Marsalis's show that he put together featuring Duke Ellington's music, and it was really fun. So James actually came to the show and then afterwards said, look, I'm starting this school and I'd love you to be involved. It took me about a year to mull it over, and then because I never really wanted to leave New York.
That was 5 years ago, and Jodrell hasn't looked back. In addition to teaching, he's been active on a thriving Australian jazz scene. In fact, he has a fine new album, Insurgent, that could serve as a calling card for that scene.
The reason I used a pretty much totally Australian band for this project was that these are some of the top musicians in the world, and I really wanted to put them all together and see what came out. It doesn't really matter that they're all Australian. They're like a dream team for me.
Those team players include Sam Anning, a bassist who grew up with Jodrell in Perth, and Ben Vanderwall, a drummer who lives there now. On guitar is James Muller, who's based in Adelaide, and on saxophone is Will Vinson, originally from England.
The project was kind of put around those two, around Will and James, because they were both in Adelaide at the time and they've worked a lot together, and I love both of them, and it's just that level of artistry and command on their instrument and musicality as well. It's one thing to be able to play anything on your instrument, but can you react to the situation around you and not just force your opinion or ideas on the band?
The music on Insurgent backs up that idea. It's sleek and sophisticated, with the sort of energy you'd associate with the New York scene. Or maybe it's just the pulse of modern jazz cosmopolitanism. Melbourne has that too. The album's feeling of urgency also owes something to the fact that it was made in a hurry. Jodrell had composed all of the music with these players in mind, and they met in the studio with minimal prep.
We didn't have a lot of time, but I knew that putting this material in front of these musicians, they would just completely thrive off it. And actually, the fact that it was all so frantic actually worked in the favour of the music. And so we're not second-guessing ourselves. It's just we're going in and we're going to make the best of it.
That recording session was just weeks ago, in late February. You can hear a full track in this week's Take 5 at WBGO.org, where you'll also find more information about International Jazz Day. For WBGO News, I'm Nate Chinen.